Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. July hardwood winter wheat, 726 and a quarter, up 14 and three quarters. September, 713 and three quarters, up 5 1/4. Soft July wheat, 679 and a half, up a quarter. And September at 685, up 2. July corn, 725, up 8 1/4. September, 552 and a quarter, now a half, down 8 1/4. December, 516 and three quarters, down 10 1/4. July soybeans, 1588 and a quarter, down 13. November, 1315 and a half, down 17. And November, 1273, down 17 and a half. July soybean meal, 53880, up 1310. September, 41670, down 420. September soybean oil, 46, down 32. August live cattle, 121.90, down 2 1/2. August feeders are unchanged on the day at 150, 12 and a half, and July lean hogs, 101, 97 and a half, and 101, 97 and a half, yes, and they are down 20.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
It has been a heck of a day, although the volume doesn't appear to be heavy, but a heck of a day in that July soybean pit.
Yeah, the July contracts, all of them, even Kansas City wheat and Chicago wheat and the corn as well, have had a lot of excitement. You could have expected some fireworks into this July expiration. There's still quite a bit of open interest in the July beans, 530 contracts, 625 in July corn going into today's opening. But I think this is where, what direction did they want to take? Well, I think they took the direction based upon the weather maps and specifically the European weather model turning back the ridge across the western side of the Rockies, while the American model continues to stay relatively warm and dry.
So the question I have for you, given what happened with July soybeans, it did impact to some degree the contracts later on, including the August, which has now put a hook reversal downside in the August contract. How much do I buy into that, given that weekly and monthly charts are still pretty bullish?
Well, I think you have to take it seriously, Dave, because the basis has been slipping in the nearby spot beans and bean meal, for that matter. And so that's probably the most important feature to watch here, is that we've had export sales in corn to China this morning. We've seen the basis hang in there very nicely for the corn. And as a result of those two factors, even though the percentage losses are bigger at times on the corn versus the beans, you've also seen the July corn be able to come back up with the help of the wheat turnaround, whereas the beans continue to weaken and the spread continues to soften for the most part during the day. And so I take it pretty seriously. There's still a dollar difference, roughly $1 to $1.30 difference between the July beans and the August beans, with the July having that kind of a premium. You don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater in terms of, it may not be over with in terms of the old crop tightness of supplies, but I think if you use the 2004 model as your year in terms of the spread trade, which has worked pretty well at this stage, it would suggest that without weather, without something new to feed the demand bull or the supply bull, then the spreads are going to have a tough time coming around and being as exciting and as strong in the front end as they have been here in the last 2 to 3 months.
Do you look for then that basis to continue to slip as August enters delivery?
No, I think this is where the basis will find the bottom when the futures finds a trend. In other words, if we see the futures continue to break here and we see the July beans go down to where the August is at, essentially, you know, close that $1, $1.30 gap by a break in the front end July and the August has the inability to rally and continues to go down, I actually think the basis will probably stand up pretty nicely against that just because of how tight we are in the supply side. And I think the other thing goes back to when you talk about meal and you talk about beans, I think you have to recognize that if we're going to import any beans and meal into this country between now and September, then you're going to have to keep the price high enough that it works to import into certain regions. And so, therefore, there's probably a range that we can go down to in the old crop beans, in the August beans. I would guess that the 1375 area is going to be extremely good support for August beans. November, I'm not so sure about because it's more weather, and we've already got a pretty big premium built into the new crop beans based upon the carryover level that we're running right now on paper.
Based on the idea that we've probably seen the largest harvested acres numbers we are going to see for the year in corn, if it gets bigger, everybody is going to be absolutely shocked. Is it possible to say that maybe December corn futures won't go very much below that 488 benchmark that we saw earlier in the month?
I think that's a fair assessment. I really think that the medium-term analyst would be saying to himself right now between the corn sales that we just saw this morning and the big changes in the USDA numbers is that there are problems in central China. They are in the market for a reason. It's not to build state reserves. It seems to be because they are tight on supplies and their prices and their inflation of grains is going up. And so if wheat is underneath us and we have a wheat demand low in place and wheat is no longer a feed grain, I think it's demand that puts lows in the market and supplies that puts highs in the market most of the time. And with that type of psychology and philosophy, then it would make sense that if the wheat demand low is in, then within the next 30, 40 days, typically the corn demand low comes in as well. And if we do press the corn prices lower, it will probably be more hedge fund, high-frequency trading, and weather-related and try and test those lows. But I think, again, we went into the idea before the report that if we went down going into the report, then we'd want to buy our feed needs and dump out of corn puts. We bought the feed needs at the beginning of this week. We did not dump corn puts. We did roll them down. But if we go down and test those old lows here, with the wheat being the key difference in the market, I think you can probably come in and say, do I really need to have hedges in place?
The demand side and pressing it to define the low, we did see that USDA, well, the World Board, has been backing off their very, very aggressive $1.8 billion bushels in new corn demand for the 13-14 marketing year, and it continues to get a little bit smaller, it seems, almost on every report.
Yeah, and I think that's going to change again, Dave, as long as we don't have any strange occurrences and explosive movements in the dollar to the upside. I think what the USDA did yesterday was they lowered the new crop demand because they had to take the old crop corn ending stocks down 5% to 729 million bushels. I think it's actually tighter than that. I'm still right around the 680 carryover, 675 carryover for old crop corn. And I say that because the July Dease corn spread, which will be done after noon today, that is still above where it was in 1996 by a few pennies. So I think, practically speaking, the spreads and the basis would say we are tighter than 1996 when we had a 426 or 430 million bushel carryover. And I think stocks-to-use ratio, we are tighter than we were in 1996. So I think that USDA is probably moving numbers around to keep that carryover level near the 1.9, 2 billion bushel mark for new crop.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Let's read up the current tick on the marketplace for you. Hard red winter wheat in July is 726 and a quarter, up 14 and three quarters. In September, 712 and a half, up four. Soft July, 679 and a half, up a quarter. September, 686 and a quarter, up three and a quarter. July corn, 725, up eight and a quarter. September, 554 and a quarter, down six and a half, now six and three quarters. And December, 518 and a half, now a quarter, down eight and three quarters. July soybeans, 1587 and three quarters, down 13 and a half. September, 1314 and three quarters, down 17 and three quarters. And November, at 1272 and a half, down 18 and one half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM. AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.